you know, when I confess, you know, they don't laugh at me, but they, you know, we laugh like the devil at the end of the week. Yeah, you know, get Sandy to go with you, you know, the new girl coming in. She knows the deal, you know, because I'd had the experience. Y'all gave me that experience. I stayed in that halfway house until they let me out. And then the same AA and the same Al-Anon picked me up. Now, in this treatment center and halfway house, I'd done a little stint through the steps best I could. And I wrote that Al-Anon because I kind of got in her face about, you know, I just, in the car, I had an honest discussion with her. And and what happened was, you know, I wrote her a letter and made amends. Now, for new people, I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff y'all do not understand. Long-distance phone charges, a paper meeting schedule. God, I had them figured out this morning. Now I done lost them. But those are two, and they'll come. But I wrote her a letter and asked her if she'd be my sponsor. And you know what? That woman said yes. Because I lived in a time where there wasn't many women coming into the little small town where I live, and that lady and that man believed that alcoholism was a family disease. And that woman told me what women did in the daytime, and then the guy taught me about Alcoholics Anonymous. And I will be forever grateful for that Al-Anon woman, because she knew I didn't know. And she knew, for some reason, I looked willing. You know, I was willing not to go to jail. But to her, it don't matter what your motives are. If you take that right action, the results are the same. And I was taking right action. And she saw that. They saw that. So they supported me in every way they could. Now, I always hesitate telling this part, but I want to tell you how she supported me. I go into the meeting, there's some news guys coming in. She tells them all I got syphilis. Was not true. She told those guys so they'd stay away from me because they knew, she knew I didn't have enough of whatever to say no. I had that kind of love and support in Alcoholics Anonymous. I did not find out about that until much later. Because I would have had a damn fit. So I get out of treatment, I'm an alcoholic and an addict, and I go to the meeting. That's the way I introduce myself, right? And there's this old fart sitting in the back of the room. He says, yeah, I got hemorrhoids too. What's that got to do with it? What? You know, they don't warn me about him because he's the guy that runs newcomers off. So, you know, I said that two or three times, and you know, he screamed at me two or three times. And finally, I asked somebody, why is he screaming at me like that? And they pulled me aside and said, Sandy, this is Alcoholics Anonymous. And if you say you're anything other than an alcoholic, what we do here might not work for you. Now, we want the best for you. So if it's finding another fellowship, good. Well, you know, you go and you do that. But here it's Alcoholics Anonymous, and we have a primary purpose. And that's to carry the message to alcoholics. Why don't you get Bill's story and see if you can identify with Bill's drinking, how he felt, all that. So I went and got Bill's story. Now, I'm not a man, but I could identify with a lot of things about how he did drugs. Just saying, sedatives and drinking, you know. So, but I also knew about that loneliness and how his drinking, you know, when I get bad, my friends would say something and I would never see them again, you know, because talk about my drinking, I'm out of here. You know, I could identify with him wanting to kill himself, and he put a mattress on the floor so he wouldn't jump out the window. I wanted to die, but I didn't have enough guts to kill myself. I was hoping I'd just wake up dead one morning because life was unbearable the way I was living it, and I did not know how to change. You know, I did not know how to do different than I was doing. I did not. Mama said I was crazy and sorry like my daddy, and that's what I knew. I knew I was crazy and sorry like my daddy. And like I said, well, I grew up without him. And so, you know, a lot of that is with me. So I got in Bill's story and I identified. And I go back to the meeting. I said, y'all turn me into an alcoholic, just saying. So I go back to the meeting and the old guy's in there. And, you know, my name's Sandy and I'm an alcoholic. And I listened.